have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Monday. And I think it rained last night. I'm not sure. I don't know if it was heavy fog or did it rain. Did it rain in L.A. Nick?
I did a little signal with my fingers to signify a little, but I don't remember hearing it. So yeah, I don't know how I know that.
I can't tell if it rained or just heavy fog. But I do know that things seemed to be wet. My car seemed to be wet, but the closer I got to the office, it's not as wet. So I don't know. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And I'll get to my biblical question here in a minute. I have a new biblical question. I want to deal with the last week one a little bit because we didn't get a chance to really get into it yesterday at the fellowship. And the fellowship was amazing. So I'll get into the new biblical question in a minute. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just can't sit and watch the show. You're thinking, Lord, have mercy. I want to watch the show as it's happening. But I got to go and drop my kids off at a socialist communist school because I don't feel like staying home and raising them. I'd rather be at work, you say, getting the thrill of people thinking you're wonderful at work. Or you are protesting ICE because you want to, the Democrats have convinced you to keep the illegal aliens here so that they can get more votes so you think you're doing the right thing. Whatever it is you're doing. Or you just plain old going to the gym or whatever. You can podcast the show and listen. You still can hear the show as it's happening on your phone. On your phone. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yep. So, yesterday's fellowship, amazing. And I want to encourage the men and women who are working on themselves, don't be discouraged. And don't let the ones who decide they want to give up on working on themselves for whatever reason, blaming somebody else or whatever, don't let them whisper your ear and cause you to give up. Because evil will do that. They'll give up for whatever reason, and they'll whisper to you why you should too. And if you're not really, really aware because you don't completely understand human nature, you'll find yourself falling away too. And if they don't do it, someone on the outside don't convince you, evil will try to convince you in your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So if somebody else want to end or stop working on themselves, wish them well, but don't let them take you off that straight and narrow path, all right? I don't care how close they are to you or how far they are or from you. You stay with it. Men and women who are working on yourself, do not be discouraged. It's better to be working on yourself coming out of hell than working on yourself going deeper into hell. And you ask, well, what is hell? What is hell? Hell are doubt, or thoughts and emotions and stress and worry, insecure, jealousy, revenge, thrills, upper thrills or bad thrills, down thrills or up thrills. And that is hell. Believe me, it's hell. Fear, resentment, anger, it's all hell inside the human being. So be careful, folks, because they will try to stop you. You say, okay, I understand if you don't want to do it. I wish you well. And you stay on the path. And yesterday, we brought it up at least last week, biblical question. Do you believe that you, as an individual, can live a life without judging yourself or others again? Some people say yes, and some people say no. But what I want you to know, Christ said, don't judge. God said, too, don't judge. As you judge, you are being judged. And what that means, you are really doing it to yourself. When you think you're doing it to others, you're doing it to yourself because you are burning while trying to hurt others. You are burning inside. Don't think for 1 second that people with anger, resentment, jealousy, envy, and strife, don't think for a second that they're not hurting and burning on the inside. And they think that going after somebody else is going to make them feel better. They've been deceived. And they're not going to feel better. They're going to feel worse. Because you are in control of your own world, whether you want to stay in the hell or out. So you can, if you want, live a life never judging yourself or anyone else again. Really. But you got to get to know yourself and what you're going to discover if you stay with it. You got to stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Don't give up. I don't care what happened to the ego nature. You stay with it. And the way you can avoid ever judging yourself again or anyone else, if you stay with it, you got to see that there is no you to judge. There is no you to judge. And knowing that there is no you to judge, it will be impossible to judge someone else because you will know that there's no other person to judge. There is no you to judge. The thoughts which are not your own, which are evil and not from God and not from you, they tempt you and make you do stupid stuff, and then they judge you. They tell you, oh, look how bad you are. You're such an awful person. You're supposed to be such a good person. And I can't believe you did that. But they talk to you as though you're talking to you. And now you think that you exist. You believe that you exist. And you believe that there is someone there to judge. Or whomever tried to hurt you. You believe that they exist. And so you judge them. But once you see clearly, and you will if you stay with it, once you see clearly that something else made you think, act out what you thought and acted out. It was never you. It was never you. Paul said it in the Bible. I've been trying to paraphrase it. I wanted to do the right thing. I can't. I don't want to do wrong. I can't help but do wrong. And I've tried and I've tried. And I can't, I realize I got to give up. I can't do anything about it. It's not me. Something made a home in me. And that same thing that's in Paul of the Bible, of the Word, is inside of you and your imagination. And it's all ego. It's all an illusion. It's all deception. It's wickedness. And human nature is wicked. You don't know the depths of the wickedness of human beings. But once you start paying attention to what's happening in you, you're going to see what's happening through others, and you will not judge them no matter what they are doing. You must know that they can't help it. It's not them. Forgive them. They are asleep, and they know not what they do. It's not them, but something made a home in them. The sin, whatever you want to call it, but it's not you. And what you will also know that when human beings, when people are attacking you or you are attacking them, that you're not attacking them, you're attacking that. What the Bible called that sinful nature, that nature in them. And they are not attacking you. They're attacking the nature. They're attacking the false self. And when they're attacking you, they're attacking themselves too. But they're attacking the false self. It's impossible to attack the true self. There's a real self and there's a false self. And you don't know who the false self is. I mean, who the real self is, because you think the false self is you. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They are asleep. So once you get to know you, and you will if you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and you will start the light. The little light will shine brighter and brighter and brighter. And the more light you get, the more you're going to want, and you will see that it's an ego nature. It's a false nature. And you're living in time, meaning thinking about the past or the future, or what you want or don't want. You're living in time. Eternal life is in the present. It's not in the time. And I promise you, really, you got my word on this one. If you overcome, you wake up, you start seeing, you will get to a point where you would never, ever, 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 but never. It would be impossible. Once you get understanding, the intellect and the understanding have nothing in common, by the way. You can't intellectually understand this. Oh, you say you will. Oh, I understand. Because you hear the words, and then you put in the words of what you've been taught. You have to let the intellect go and live by understanding. Understanding is from God. And once you have understanding about you, you can understand everybody else. And no matter what happened, you will not judge because you will understand that it's not them. So if you work on you, overcome that anger, and start walking in the light, then you would know. You would see. And you understand that they have never affected you. They have always affected the ego, the false self, the selfish human being, human nature. Human nature is selfish. It's weak. It's emotional. is evil and is one with Satan, not with God. So you will not judge again once you know yourself. Really, it wouldn't even be a thought to judge, because you will see, you will understand. So work on yourself for those who want to be free. Now, if you love the imprisonment, living in a prison of your imagination and emotions, you stay there. You have a right. God gave you life as a gift. And he's not like human beings with gifts. If you don't like the gift, you want to take it back. He doesn't want to take it back. But he's not going to tell you how to live it, meaning he's not going to impose on you. If you want to live life in misery of thoughts and emotions for self, you can definitely do it. However you want to do it, it's a gift. And if you want to be free of all that, you can definitely do it. It's a gift. And nobody has a right, not one person on earth. Whether you are the adult son or daughter, whether you are the wife or the husband or the husband or the wife, or whether you're the friends or the members or whatever, no one has a right to hold it to judge you for living your life, your gift, the way you want. And I have to tell you, human beings love and live off thrills. They live off thrills, and they call it life. But you don't have to be a part of the pack anymore. But you must be willing to walk away from it. This journey absolutely requires you taking it alone, inwardly. You cannot take anyone along with you. I love that. So, you can, as an individual, live a life without ever judging yourself or anyone else again. Amazing, huh? But you got to get to know yourself. You got to see that you're lost. And how identified you are with the false self. It clings to you, and you think that it's you because all of your life you've been calling it you. You've been naming it you. And you're justified or condemned by your words. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you say, I'm angry, I'm resentful, you hurt me, you made me afraid. Just me. I'm lonely. I'm this. You're clinging to a false self. You really are. And don't know it. And when you finally realize, you know, like, what the? That false self is so clinging to you, it doesn't want to let go. It doesn't want to let go. It's like trying to pull a shellfish off you or something. Fish. You know, the thing clings to people. But you can be free or you can live in your misery. And this is real Christianity. Not play Christianity, quote the Bible, going down and accepting Jesus and thinking you know God. That's fake Christianity. And religion is evil. God has nothing to do with religion. I spoke to a group of people recently. I don't want to tell you when or where, because you may be a part of it. And these happen to be a bunch of Christians, Bible toting, talking, going down to the front of the church, accepting Jesus and praising the Lord up and down the street, kind of Christian. quote the Bible until the cows come home. But they treat each other worse as sinners, so-called sinners treat each other. They treat them, oh God, it was bad. They have groups against each other. They judge each other. They gossip about each other. They, I was like, well, what's wrong with y'all? At least some of this stuff you know is wrong that you should not do. It was bad. But I understand it. All religions are crazy. And all the people who are of religion are crazy. They're insane. Religionist people are insane. Religion and religionist people are insane. They dress up on the outside, but inwardly they're dirty. They're unclean. Oh, but they know Jesus. They love Jesus, they say. And they're doing everything but what Jesus said. They won't even pray for one another. They won't even say, you know what? I understand. I'll pray for you. They'll go and try to hurt you. But they know God. They read the Bible. They do the Buddha thing. They even meditate. Amazing, huh? So brand new biblical question. And brand new biblical question. Again, I want you to, if you doubt me, and you can, because you can know for yourself. If I want you, just watch how human beings treat each other. How they try to hurt each other. How they try to make you feel good, each other. How they do each other. And you'll see what I'm talking about. And watch what you think and how you treat people as well. Human nature, human beings are evil. And they have no love. There's no love in human beings. And that thing I mentioned about Paul, you can read it for yourself out of Romans 7, 15 through 20. Oh, so the new biblical question, how do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know when you are approaching Christ? You hear the folks talk about Christ all the time, right? How do you know when you're approaching Christ? Quick break, back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. amazing. Female Monday, 888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. And James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere. All over the place. Guy gave some Trump. I thought he had given it all to Trump, to be honest. The Great White Hope. They call him King. They call him Daddy. They call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. I call him the Great White Hope. Well, Anchor Baby got the other energy. Maybe he's Trump's son. And the energy path from daddy to daddy to daddy to son to son to son. What the? From 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific times. And sometime he goes over. The American Anchor Baby. And then check out Punchy TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. And Punchy.TV. All right, podcast. And last but not least for now, like this video. Uh-huh. You thought I was going to forget. Like the video. Hit like now. Hit like now. My producer, oh, hey, Jesse, tell him to hit like. He black. Let me go to first time call out of Texas. Zach out of Texas. Zach, first time caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Jesse.
Yes.
How are you?
All is well. You're not on a speaker or anything, are you?
No, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I've been watching your podcast off and on for years, but I recently got back into it pretty heavily, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And I watched that interview with the Catholic priest from a few days ago.
Oh, last Friday, huh?
Yes, sir. And I'm not a Catholic, but I was a little confused by you. I don't know how to word it. Are you a Unitarian? I guess I never knew that.
Am I what?
A Unitarian.
What is a Unitarian? No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. What's a Unitarian?
I'm not sure I know, to be honest with you, but something you said to the priest along the lines of that Jesus and God were not one. So I didn't know if you believe in the Trinity as it is traditionally believed.
Well, I didn't say that Jesus is and God is not one. Jesus made it clear that the Father is in him, and it's through him that the Father is doing the work. The Son and the Father are one. The Spirit of God was and is in the Son.
Okay, so they are God then? Like both Jesus and the Father.
No, God is God, and Jesus is the Son of God.
Okay, so
what's a Unitarian? Do you know Hake?
Hake doesn't even know. I think it's along the lines of someone that doesn't believe in the divinity of Christ.
What does that mean? Divinity. What does that mean?
As that Jesus is God in human form.
Unitarian don't believe Jesus is God?
Correct. I think they think of him more as a prophet or something. It's not what I subscribe to. But I can't remember exactly the comment you made to the Catholic priest, but I was just a little confused by it.
Are you a Unitarian?
No, sir.
Are you a Baptist?
I was raised Baptist. I'm non-denominational, but I guess I I went to a Wesleyan high school, which is a little bit like, it's more of like a conservative Methodist.
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God or God?
Both.
And why do you believe that?
Because of a verse in John, I think it's 8:16 or 17, he said, even before Abraham was, I am. And he's referring to I am as what in the Old Testament, God the Father referred to himself as.
But when he said I am, what he's saying is that there's no time. He would never in the past and never future. He was always now. And it doesn't mean he was God. Have you noticed that Jesus never said he was God? He always prayed to his Father. He said his Father was doing the work through him. He said, don't worship me. My Father sent me. I brought you a message. He had to go and pray to the Father. He even said, Father, why have thou left me? And he prayed that, he said, greater works you're going to do than what I've done. If he were God, how can you do greater works than God?
That's a good question. I don't think I can answer it.
So then why do you think he was God when he said you're going to do greater works than him? That you could if you wanted to.
So you're saying Jesus
so
said he
could
do greater
works? So why
are
you still believing that he's God when he went and prayed to the Father? Would God go and pray to himself?
I think what, in my understanding, Jesus was, whenever he put himself in human form to save us, he was removed from God because he had to live as a man during that time.
What?
Because
I don't know what you're saying. What are you talking about?
I'm saying that at least the way it was explained to me is that whenever God the Father, or I guess the Holy Trinity, sent.
Where you get the Holy Trinity from?
I guess from Scripture. Do you not believe in the Trinity? I'm not criticizing you, sir.
No, I know. No, I know you're not. There's nowhere in the Bible a teaching of a Holy Trinity. It's not even in the Bible.
Really?
Really.
Okay.
All you've done, Zach, is taking other people's word, and that's keeping you in the darkness because you don't know for yourself.
Okay, so what do you believe Jesus is?
I'm sorry?
What do you believe Jesus is and, I guess, his purpose?
Jesus was and is the Son of God who sent him here to destroy death and bring us so that we can return back to the Father. Death no longer own us as it did in the Old Testament before Jesus. And Jesus was sent by the Father to make that sacrifice to destroy death that we may be free and not be owned anymore by evil.
Okay, so if we are to be children of God, if Jesus is the Son of God, how does that set him apart from every other human?
I'm sorry?
I said if all humans are to be, I guess, in the redeemed form, children of God, and Jesus is the Son of God, how does that set Jesus Christ apart from every other human that's ever lived?
I don't understand that question. You don't understand the question? Hate is white. Hold on.
He's asking how is Jesus special compared to the rest of us if we're to be sons of God too?
What?
How is Jesus special?
Jesus is not special. What? Are you asking me that, Zach?
Essentially, yeah.
But what do you mean by special? He was the Son of God. He had a special mission, and that is to come and bow and conquer death so that we don't have to die and so that we're not controlled. We don't belong to evil anymore. For all those who want it, eternal life is for all who want it.
Yes, sir. So do you believe we should pray to only God the Father and not the Son?
Repeat that.
I said, so I'm just curious. Do you believe we should only pray to God the Father and not the Son as well?
Should you pray to? I don't know what that means. Did Jesus pray to God or did he pray to himself?
No, I'm saying, should we as Christians?
You should pray to God.
Okay.
What is it like knowing that there's no teaching of a Trinity anywhere in the Bible? It doesn't exist, that it's been made up. You just realize that it's not in the Bible. What do you think about that? No, you've been thinking that way, but it doesn't even exist.
Well, I don't know that for sure yet. I'm not distrusting you, but I'm definitely going to go dig on some theology after this. But if that is true, then that is kind of mind blowing. But more Christians don't talk about this.
Yeah, you're going to dig in the Bible until you find gold. You'll find gold quicker in the Bible than you find a teaching of a Trinity. You're never going to find that. That was made up by somebody along the way, and it's not in the Bible at all. Like it was made up that Jesus was God. That's not in the Bible anywhere.
Can you explain the guy? I kind of missed the part.
Let me ask you this. Hold that thought. Don't forget that question.
Yes, sir.
Knowing Jesus said that you and I and anyone who want to can do greater works than what he did. And realize that if you were God, ain't no way you could do greater work than God. What do you think about it? Jesus saying that greater work shall you do than what I've done.
I missed the part. You said that
Jesus said that you, Zach, from Texas, a first-time caller, can do greater works than what he's done.
What does he mean by that?
You can do greater works. You know the work that he did, right?
He raised people from the dead. I can't do that.
He said you could.
Maybe through the power of God. I have no power as a man, though.
And he didn't have any either, except the Father was in him.
I see where you're coming from.
We don't have, no human being have their own power. Zero. The real power comes from God in you. If you return to the Father. So what is that like knowing that you can do greater works than Jesus did?
It's amazing.
But you didn't know that before now.
No, sir, I didn't.
Are you disappointed that you didn't know that?
I'm more so happy than to find it out.
Right on. I like that.
Amazing.
So you had a question. Do you remember what you were about to ask?
Let's see. Yeah, I just had a quick other question. So I'm planning to have a child soon. And I was wondering, because I know you preach a lot on that you can't have any anger in your life. So how do you discipline a child correctly and set them on the right path without anger in your life?
So you about to have a baby?
I'm not conceived yet, but we're planning on it.
Your wife going to have it or you going to have it?
Hopefully her.
So we are not about to have a baby. Your wife going to have a baby. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So she's not pregnant yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. And your question is what? How do you discipline them without anger?
Yes.
You discipline them with love. And you're not going to have love until you drop your anger and return to the Father and the father will work through you and discipline your children or child. Right now, if you make a baby and you're still angry, evil will work through you to destroy your child and create them in your image, that of misery and loneliness and anger and resentment and all that. Your child will become like you and the mother.
Right. I've heard you say that many times, and I was able to eliminate anger in my life over a decade ago. So
how did you do that?
I did it very similarly to the way you teach. I just forgave everybody in my life that had wronged me, and I don't hold grudges. If someone wrongs me, I pity them more than any emotion.
Well, don't pity them. Pray for them.
Yes, I pray for them too, sir. But it's more like that you feel bad that they feel that they have to act that way.
No, don't feel bad. They love their thrill. Human beings love the thrills of hurting others and acting that way. They call that life, not knowing that it's death. They love it, so don't pity them at all, but pray for them. They know not what they do.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Let me ask, did you go and forgive your mother?
Yes, I did.
You told her?
I did, yes, sir.
What did you say to her?
I said, I forgive you for, I'm trying to remember how I worded it. It was a while ago, but I just told her I forgive her for every wrong decision she ever made in raising me, and I love her.
And what did she say?
She was real, I guess, emotional. She she apologized to me, too. And
nice. And yes, did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yes. Yeah.
And what did he say?
He's not a very deep conversationalist, but I think he, in his way of how he accepts things, he's kind of fine with it. You know, well, we get along.
And does your wife obey you?
Yes.
You have a wife that obeys you?
At times, you know, no human is perfect, and I'm not either. But I think all in all, it could be a lot worse.
Has she gone and forgiven so she can overcome anger as well?
Has she forgiven her parents?
Yes.
I don't know the answer to that.
But you're a husband. Why don't you know that?
It's probably something we should talk about.
You should. Otherwise, you're going to destroy your children, turn them away from you, and go to court and take them away from you and make you pay.
Oh, Lord, I can't afford that.
Who are you, Zach?
Who am I?
Who are you?
I'm a geologist from North Carolina who just moved to Texas, and I'm just starting out life as an adult, fresh out of college. I'm just trying to live the best life I can.
So you told me what you do, where you moved to, and what you're trying to do, but you didn't tell me who you are. Who are you?
Who am I? In what sense of the word, sir?
In the sense of who are you?
I don't know the answer to that. I guess I'm still figuring it out. I'm only 25. I got a lot more thinking to do.
And what is it like living not knowing who you are?
It can be good and bad. I think I find more out about myself every day.
What is good about not knowing who you are?
I guess the revelation, the revealing of who you are over time, kind of. it's not good not knowing, but I guess discovering is good.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Well, because of time, I got to run, but I want you to know, and I want you to go find out for yourself so you know that you know for yourself, that there's no teaching in the Bible about the Trinity at all. It's not there.
Yes, sir.
It's made up, and that I want to encourage you to stay away from anger. Speak up, but don't resent. And also, I don't know if you're doing the silent prayer. I want to encourage you to give the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer, Chan. Do your little hooping and hollering prayer. And when you're done, hooping and hollering to Satan, be still and know God.
Okay. I appreciate the invite, and I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. Call me again, Zach.
Okay.
All right. Amazing. Can we do Super Chat? Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Joe PR 5 Coffees. I don't build anything and destroy what's already built. Call me a communist. Zohran should find a little city to run in a Muslim country if they're so amazing. Oh, wait, he can't. What's wrong with the Christians and Jews in New York? He asks.
I'm telling you, what a good question. Amazing.
Kevin says, God bless all on Cash App.
And God bless you, and thanks for your support.
Jack, Trump 2028, amazing.
Amazing 2028.
We'll have to read the rest of these later, guys. Thank y'all.
Quick break. Hate news is coming right now, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
All kinds of mess going on in the world. Flight cancellations on the rise. The government shutdown is ending. The one more Democrat joined on to the Republicans to open up the government again. That's in the Senate, and then it has to pass in the House, which it probably will pass, and then on to the president. Nice. And Trump is pardoning a lot of people. And he said that we're, by the way, he also said that we're making a lot of money with the tariffs and all that stuff. And he claimed that there will be a $2,000 dividend given to all Americans, except for like the people who don't need it. Nice. And then Trump bucks. We'll see what happens. And by the way, it's going to get cold for some of you guys. It's going to get below 50 this week here in L.A. Whew. Like 47 degrees, I heard. It's supposed to rain Thursday, Friday. Anyway, this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. Female Monday, November 10th, AD 2025. The lines are full, all right? But you can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. It is hate news, not fake news. In the meantime, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports flight cancellations on the rise in the USA, forcing many travelers to rethink their plans. The international flights don't tend to be canceled, I heard on the radio in the news. That the local flights, so smaller airports, are affected too as much as these bigger airports. What a mess. Some are turning to trains and car rentals. Others finding more creative ways to reach their destinations. The Senate has taken a key step, they say, toward reopening the government as lawmakers push to end the longest shutdown in U.S. history in a 60-40 vote Sunday. 8 Senate Democrats or Democrats crossed party lines and reached a deal with Republicans or Republicans to end the stalemate in exchange for a future vote on extending so-called health care subsidies. Despite sharp criticism from so-called top Democrats, the centrist bloc defended the move to reopen the government without achieving the party's chief demand, securing billions of dollars in so-called health care tax credits. What a mess, huh? Still, the path to ending the shutdown remains uncertain. Any senator can delay consideration of the package for several days. It must clear the House before reaching our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's desk for his signature. What a mess. And Trump, President Trump, speaking of him, he has pardoned a long list of political allies for their support or involvement in alleged plans to overturn the 2020 presidential election, according to the Justice Department's pardon attorney. The list contains dozens of names, including high-profile figures like Trump lawyers Rudy Giuliani, beautiful Sidney Powell, and the president's former chief of staff Mark Meadows. Very nice. Each of them was charged with election interference in Georgia for trying to so-called subvert Trump's 2020 defeat. Notably, the presidential pardons only apply to federal charges, okay? So the states can still go after them, and state and local charges can still happen. What a mess, huh? Sleazy locals. Anyway, the temperatures are plunging across much of the United States, with several major cities, or at least a few, bracing for potential record lows today. In Chicago, a dangerous lake effect snow could dump 3 or 4 more inches per hour. That may cool down the shootings, though, right? More shootings in the hot weather when it's people are out and about. So fast, 3 or more inches per hour of snow, so fast it could overwhelm the ability to keep the roads clear in Chicago. So some parts of the city could see 10 inches of snow, marking Chicago's first double-digit snowfall, if it happens, since January of 2021, which is not that long ago. The city's so much of global warming, huh? Kidding around. The city's fierce weather pattern, fueled by the same Arctic air mass, expected to sweep through the eastern two-thirds of the United States this week. So watch out, back east. And everywhere. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world today, men have got to stand up strong. About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-5373. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse, a brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's a commentary bull. It's a gracious. It's a Swahili. It's a English. It's a Chinese. Oh! Is a Mamma Mia. How do you know when you are approaching Christ. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? You hear a lot about Christ. But how do you know when you're approaching him? Amazing question. And again, these questions are for those who want to overcome evil. You want to break out of your prison and you want to be free. It's for you to know yourself, encourage you to know thyself. The beginning of overcoming is to know thyself. And most people don't know themselves. And so the biblical question of that, for those who want it and those who don't, fire, stay in your misery. Spend your lifetime being afraid, emotional, jealous, revengeful, insecure, lonely, depressed, suicidal, whatever. But for those who want to overcome, it doesn't matter your color, male or female, where you are, what you have or don't have, you can overcome. Really, know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, out and about, and doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast. But you can still listen on your phone, no matter where you are. And we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And for the flat earth, it's up and down the world. We are heard. So you can listen on your phone, and then you can podcast by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
Just shut up and step up.
That's right.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
I probably would too, and you're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing, huh? A spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color, no isms. It has nothing to do with male or female. It's pure good versus evil. Really, it has nothing to do with color. And because human nature is evil, and that human nature, human beings, because of their nature being evil, they got to control somebody. They got to have control so they can feel important or feel free or whatever. It's not freedom, but it's a temporary feeling. And as long as they can control you, they have a false sense of life. But the moment you pull away from the crowd and they can no longer control you, you become their enemy and they'll go after you. And they'll build an army against you. Because human nature cannot live alone. It got to have somebody to control. It's so wicked. It's so evil. And this whole idea of civil rights and human rights is an evil idea. It has nothing to do with good. It has nothing to do with God. It's all about control. And when you believe it, they now have control of you, and you vote for them or whomever they tell you to vote for, they'll tell you to jump off into the ocean, and you will. There's no such thing as civil rights and or human rights. Those are just words. And they will not let it go because it's worked for the evil of their nature. 11 Alive is reporting that the National Center for Civil Rights and Human Rights will officially reopen to the public Saturday morning following nearly $60 million renovation. Watch this from 11 Alive.
The National Center for Civil and Human Rights is reopening its doors with a bigger, more immersive experience.
We are going from a 42,000 square foot facility to a 65,000 square foot facility. We are going to have 6 new galleries, 3 new classrooms, 2 new wings.
Why the expansion? Why now?
Well, we started this expansion really in the summer of 2020, when the world, after the murder of George Floyd, was talking a lot about race and the history of race in the United States. We have Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s things, his papers, his photographs, his speeches, his sermons with his handwriting on them.
And interactive experiences.
Of course, our signature experience is the lunch counter experience, where people just get a taste of what it must have been like to be a nonviolent protester trying to integrate restaurants.
As the White House issues executive orders aimed at reshaping how the country's history is told in schools and museums, the center says its mission has never been more urgent.
We live in a moment where telling the full story of American history is under attack and institutions are being asked to change what they present. I think it's important for people to understand that we believe we're telling a story about American greatness.
Amazing, huh? Desperation. They're losing power over you, and they don't want that to happen. So they got to create a bigger liar, a bigger lie. That you're going to put your hand in something, get a spirit of what it feels like to sit and count it. What they are not telling you is that the so-called civil rights leaders, Martin Luther King and all those people, they told the blacks, go into the white man's private business and force the white man to feed you. Sit at his countertop and tell him he better feed you in his own private business, as though he didn't have a right to do what he want with his own business, what he wanted to with his own business. And they call that civil rights. And I remember the old people used to tell us, older people at the time, the blacks, don't be following that mess with Martin Luther King Jr. That's just mess. You're not supposed to impose on people private business. They have a right. If they don't want you in there, they have a right to not to want you. You don't have a right to be mad because somebody don't want to play with you. What the? But they pretend it was civil rights. And they were doing a peaceful protest by barging in on a private business and demanding what they should do with their own time and money. And they call that civil rights, human rights. And they're expanding that now because they're losing control over the blacks. Black men and women, some, not all, but most are starting to think for themselves. And they realized they've been set up. The whole civil rights movement was just like Mondami over in New York. It was a socialist movement, communist movement. It never meant to make you already free. What the? But they enslaved you by making you hate your fellow man and blame your fellow man and rely on them to tell you how to think and what to do. And they said, you know what? We're going to give you a government program. We really love you. And the blacks said, not all, but most said okay to that. And look at them today. If the so-called civil rights movement was good for the blacks. Why are they still messed up 70 years later, give or take? Why? As my producer's telling me, he black. The Lush County experience was insane, and it was. Black people imposed upon white folks, as they're still trying to do today, and they call it DEI now. It used to be called affirmative action or reparations. Now they call it DEI, but it's the same. So, if the civil rights movement was so effective 70 years later, why are the blacks not better? New York Post is reporting disturbing video that circulated online shows an angry customer tossing a cup of hot coffee at a local Michigan McDonald's manager, Weissman from Fox to Detroit.
She's in front of me and apologize to somebody for being here over an hour. That's what she
did. You can have
yeah, within 20 minutes.
Nah, catch that cop.
I got it all over her arm, her neck a little bit, and the shirt was just covered.
The McDonald's manager suffering minor burns, and the customer just walked out.
Yes, she seems very calm.
Yeah, she was very calm.
The couple says the woman's mobile breakfast order was canceled when she got to the McDonald's.
She didn't seem like she was going to do that. She was actually very nice. I was talking to her for a little bit.
Despite the manager promising a refund using ma'am and telling her to have a good day, that temper bubbled over.
And it was definitely hot. There was steam coming out of the cup.
She just gave it to her.
Thankfully, the couple did pull out their cell phone to record. Once police posted their video on Facebook, the woman was identified in minutes. She's not under arrest yet.
I mean, she threw hot coffee on someone. That's assault.
Yeah, heck yeah.
What's wrong with the blacks, huh? Civil rights. They feel entitled now. They feel entitled. And very violent, very angry. Had that been a white woman throwing hot coffee, according to a report, on the black woman, would she already be in jail? Under a prison somewhere. That's civil rights for you. And it's gonna get worse. It is, and it will get worse. It's a spiritual battle. And Lord forbid, God forbid, if they have to go to a black judge, and especially a black female judge, but a black judge, this woman will walk free, the black woman, because they see it as a payment back to the whites. It's a spiritual battle, and there's no love. Human beings do not love one another. They do not love one another. They think, the blacks think they're entitled to treat white people the way they treat them because of years of racism and so-called slavery. The civil rights movement set them up to think that way. And they're using them to gain power and wealth. Vote for me and I'll make you free, they say. It's sad. It's real sad. But you know what? It's sadder if you don't free yourself from evil. You don't have to live there. Christ said, and I repeat, you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you. You don't have to be that way. You can be free right here on earth. It's up to you. We are Christian, Judeo-Christian nation. And you elect Mandabi, Allah person who hate Christians and Jews and think that we are worthy of death. If ever, out of New York there, by the way, we needed you, Lord. And we need you now. I don't know how true this is, so I normally don't say it, but I saw someone sent me a video of this Ilyan Omar, I think her name is. She came here as a refugee, and Americans felt for her, and they said, come on over, we'll take care of you. You little refugees over in Alabama country, come on over here. And somehow or another, she came and got in government as a so-called representative. And now she's supporting a Somalian, oh, Lord, in Atlanta. Not Atlanta, but Detroit, in Michigan. Somewhere in Michigan. And she, like, does not like that there are other Muslims who are against that. Now, according to report, it may not even be true. It might not even be true, but is that true? I'm not surprised because Ilyan Omar hate America. Our enemy is in our government. And the civil rights movement was the worst thing other than abortion that ever happened to the blacks. They have not, they only gotten worse, and now they're getting worse and worse and worse. Amazing, huh? Some are starting to wake up. They even voted for the Great White Hope. And they call him King. They have King rallies. Where is Ilyan Omar from? Oh, she in Detroit too? In Michigan? Oh, no, she's not in Michigan, huh? So, oh, Minnesota, same thing. Not quite the same thing, I guess. But I'm saying that Ilyan Rashid Tlaib, oh God, she's from Detroit. I mean, from Michigan. But anyway, they call Donald Trump King. They have King rallies around the world. Hail to the King. Some people call him amazing. What matter a man is this, the wind and the sea obeys him. When Christ said, greater works shall you do than what I'm done here, he was talking about Donald Trump and the American Anchor Baby. They call him King. Some people call him Daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. Let's see what he has to say today.
I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
I rest my case. The Great White Hope. I want to go to Daryl, first time caller out of Rhode Island. Daryl, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Daryl.
Yeah, I was just calling because I was sitting with some of my friends last week. You were making a comment about, you made a comment, there's no heroes in this country.
No such thing as a hero.
Funny because I went to, huh?
No such thing as a hero.
Oh, yeah, well, that's funny because one of my friends from, ran into a house and saved six people, got burnt up in the house, saving six people and two kids, and got a memorial because that's a hero deed. Obviously, you don't know what a hero means.
Who said he was?
They are heroes.
Who said he was a hero?
I'll end the question because anybody listening, yeah, it's not gonna. I mean, who said he's a hero? You know, he's a hero.
That's who said he was a hero? Who made him a hero?
By saving lives, that's the definition of hero, Jesse. So,
who made him a hero?
You're not talking to one of your people that are that don't understand.
Daryl.
You know what I mean? I understand.
Who made him a hero?
He made himself a hero.
Oh.
But my main topic, Jesse.
Him a hero because he said he's a hero?
He's a hero. That's the matter. It comes down, Jesse. My main topic is, Jesse, that I heard your name.
You call him a hero?
Yes, I do, but I want to go to something else. It's very important.
And so if you got mad at him, would he still be a hero?
Yes, he would.
Why?
I don't take anybody's good deed. And of course, I'm not like that. You got a one-track mind from people on your that call you, I guess.
What do you mean?
I mean,
what do you mean by that?
I got a mean because, see, Jesse, what we were just talking about this morning, there you go. You were talking about you're not telling the truth of what's going on. You're telling about black again, and the white people are the ones that are on all the food stamps. It's all over the news. You keep on covering for the white people.
Hey, Darryl, just calm down a little bit. I missed what you said. You said what now?
Okay, no, I said that you cover. I'm going back to what you were just talking about civil rights.
Right.
The civil rights are put in for a reason. Like the black kids that couldn't go to college because George Wallace stopped them. You're not going to mention that to your viewers because your viewers believe in that stuff.
But George Wallace didn't want civil rights. Let's do one thing at a time. Calm down. George Wallace didn't want them to be forced into a white college. Black kids were able to go to black colleges
all
along.
Jesse.
But then the so-called civil rights leaders encouraged the blacks and told them, your college is not good enough. You need to go to a white college. And they tried to impose themselves upon white universities. Was that the right thing to do?
Well, yes. You know why, Jesse?
Because
right now, with all the black students in white colleges, that's why the programs are rich with money because they're using the black people for athletics.
That's
without
why
them,
now?
The school, that's right.
That's why what?
And I understand, Jesse, why you're mad.
Darryl,
I know why you're mad,
now,
Jesse.
Darryl,
you know why you're mad?
Darryl.
Yes.
You said as a result of the blacks going to the white college, what happened?
Athletics. The school makes millions of dollars and billions of dollars because that's why if the black athletes left the white university would probably have to close down.
No, that's the truth.
So
that's
do some researching, Jesse.
That's not true.
Research.
So you think it was right for the blacks being led by the so-called civil rights leaders? You think it was right for the blacks to impose themselves on white universities?
It's not imposed. You want to pay a chance. All the black universities back then, they didn't have the proper teaching or the proper books.
So
why don't you tell the whole truth, Jesse?
If that's not,
I mean, you got white viewers, they're listening to you, they don't know everything.
I was there. There were blacks in my family and other families that went to black universities. They came back as professionals. They was businessmen. They were teachers. They were
and you
doctors.
Have that right now.
They were doctors and they were nurses and they were doing just fine going to a black university. Why you say they were not fine at a black university?
No, I'm just saying. I have friends who went to black university. I'm just saying they had a chance to go to white universities and you're not telling the whole story.
But
too.
Right now, there's
doctors and lawyers in white universities, blacks.
Darryl, was Martin Luther King Jr. a hero?
Hello?
Was Martin Luther King Jr. a hero?
That's to be interpreted. I think he's like what you call, which I find a strange, a black guy calling somebody a great white hope. But I consider him like a Donald Trump. I mean, he got his bad sides, but he got his good sides, too.
Darryl, was Martin Luther King Jr. a hero?
Yes, he was. If you call Donald Trump the great white hope in the era, yes, he was.
And what?
Donald Trump was a rapist. He got charged for rape. He got charged for all this stuff. You still say he's a white hope.
Yeah, why do
so
you
yes,
call Martin Luther King a hero?
Yes, I do. And you call Jesse and you call Donald Trump the great white hope.
Why do you call Martin Luther King Jr. a hero?
Because he fought for rights for everybody. Civil rights means
for white people. What are civil rights?
Civil rights is equal rights for everybody in this country.
What is that?
equal rights, be able to get a job. See, Jesse, don't hide it from people.
Yeah,
don't hide it that there's no racism.
Yeah,
don't hide. No, but because you're hiding it, you don't tell the kids the truth. You're hiding it. Just because you have a platform, Jesse, you're getting paid by white conservatives to pay you, and you have a topic that you don't tell the truth.
White conservatives.
That's why I'm mad. You don't tell the truth. You say black, Jesse.
And
the whole country's messed up, not just blacks. White people are struggling.
Yeah. You said white conservatives are paying me?
You know who said that? Nick Fuentes. And speaking of racism.
Hold on, Darryl. I'll put Darryl on hold for a minute. Darryl said white conservatives are paying me. So here's how you pay me, just in case. Because I don't see it. I'm black and slow. If you want to pay me, and I appreciate it, we need money to come in to do the work we're doing. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, rebuildingtheman.com/donate. You can call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. You can mail it in, make a check of money order out to Bond, and send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can scan the QR code to help Bond. And I do appreciate it. So white people, come on, help. Y'all got money, according to Darryl. All right, so help us to help others. Hey, Darryl.
Okay, I know you're trying to do good, Jesse. I'm just saying you got to be more consistent what you do.
Darryl, I want to go back to what because of time, Darryl.
Yes.
What a silver rights.
I want you to answer my question about Tatum, opposite Tatum.
What a silver rights, Darryl.
I explained to you, it's rights for everybody in this country. That's a silver right, and you need it.
I'm black and slow, Darryl. I don't know what that means. What a silver right.
Well, see, that black and slow stuff doesn't work with me. I understand what you're trying to say. You know what it means.
What do you mean? Why black and slow doesn't work for you?
You know, it doesn't work for you. No, it doesn't.
Why?
I want you to answer this question about opposite Tatum, since you said there's no racism.
Darryl.
Why do opposite Tatum say now there's racism in the country when he was
Darryl,
I can't
speak
talking
for
to him?
Often Tatum. You have to call him and ask him that. But let me ask.
No, but you said there's no racism. How come he's saying that now? He changes too. Darryl. He used to talk like you.
Racism.
Now, how come he changes too? Ramaswamy.
Racism does not exist.
Explain that to your viewers, Jesse.
Darryl, what
why
is
Ramaswamy saying there's racism in this country when you said there is not? Explain it.
Darryl, what is your
proof? Explain there is racism.
Where's your proof?
You're going to find it.
Where's your proof that racism
is? You haven't seen it, or it's going to hit you. You're going to get the black wake-up call one day because you're black.
Right.
You can act what you want to do, Jesse.
Thank you, Darryl. I got to run. Thank you, Darryl. Super chat.
Nick, Nick, no message. Thank you, Nick.
Amazing.
Mighty happy Sunday, everyone, and JLP crew. Y'all are amazing. Keep up the good work, and we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your super chats and phone calls.
Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right?
Okay. 888-775-3773. Let me... Oh, announcements. Number one. Don't forget to support us on social media. Social media. Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. Cozy.tv/JLP. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All over the place. So like those videos. Support us on social media. Like, follow, comment, and subscribe. But hit the like button. And we have our year-end newsletter coming. It's on the way. You can get a free copy of our newsletter. So go and sign up now at rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. Rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. And last but not least, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. You may only need one. Some people want two, and some people like follow-up, but, you know, it's up to you. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. So I'm telling you in advance, when you set up, try to make an appointment, be patient because I'm really booked. Be patient. We will get to you. Sometimes it'll be a little down the road, but sometimes people reschedule or cancel. We'll let you know the next in line, all right? Phone, Skype, or walk-in anywhere in the world. Bless you. What?
It was a cough.
Well,
but thank you.
I take it back.
No, I'll take it.
Anywhere in the world for counseling, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, individual family, go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
And he bought a coffee. Jesse, you do so tickle me. Smile, little smile, blushing emoji. You are hilarious. You know that donate means to give. Giving is an attribute of our Father. He says he gave his only begotten Son so we can have eternal life. Never be reluctant to give. It's a fruit of the Spirit, he says.
I rest my case. Thank you. Amazing.
And keep him pithy, sir. Thank you. And heat, as always.
Thank you. And heat.
Lori bought a coffee. Grateful for church. The devil has told me when to do the silent prayer and try to bring guilt for not doing it what he said. And the biblical question answer.
We had this discussion yesterday. They asked some questions about one of the ladies. I thought I said one person, but one of the ladies said she get up through the night to pee. And every time she get up, the devil tells her she need, well, her mind tell her, the mind tell her she need to do the silent prayer. I'm like, no, don't listen to the mind. Satan get involved with, Satan read the Bible with you, interpret the Bible for you, and make you think it's from God, and it's all intellectual. So you should, if you've already done the silent prayer before bed, when you get up to go to the bathroom, you're waking up consciously going to the bathroom, coming back, falling back to sleep without any problem because you're present instead of being lost in the darkness of your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And they want to respond to the biblical question?
Yes.
How do you know when you are approaching Christ?
For me, when I approach Christ, I approach Christ when I knew I didn't need to approach him because he's already here with me in the present, says Lori.
Thank you, Lori. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you. And by the way, if you were not a part of yesterday's fellowship, go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com/church. Thank you, Lori.
Very nice. On Cash App, Jack gave American flags and exclamation marks.
Thank you, Jack. This is the house that Jack built, y'all.
saying Trump 2028. Amazing.
Trump forever. And they call him King. Amazing.
And Kevin, very generous. God bless us all.
Thank you,
Kevin.
That's right. Thank you, Kevin.
Kohlberger Art, great fellowship.
Kohlberger Art!
Shout out to Aaron and Brian from the East Side, back east.
Oh, yes.
Very cool.
Shout out. Amazing. It was fun to see them. Amazing.
Indeed. Karmic Bindon, the expectation of a reward seems to be counterintuitive. Why not act selflessly and be rewarded by God? Who knows what you need, he asks.
We don't know what we want. When I say we, all of us, we don't know what we want. We don't know what we need. So stop it and just live. Let life live through you and do for you. And it'll be amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Karmic. Average Joe, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Average Joe.
These are on Bond at YouTube channel. Kevin right says on. USA.
USA. USA.
Racist.
USA. USA. I put country first. America first. Amazing. Thank you.
Harmony. Thank you, Jesse. And experts, shout out Aaron and Brian. Nice.
That's right. The experts. Who's Aaron?
Aaron is the guy from Maryland or wherever he's from.
Oh, I thought it was talking about my experts.
No. Well, experts, too. Thank you, Jesse, and experts.
Oh,
and
okay.
Shout out to Aaron and Brian.
Right on. Shout out to Aaron and Brown, Brian. And thank you. The experts are amazing. Thank you.
Nilla Thrilla, been a member for 7 months on the Bond YouTube channel and
right
says,
on.
Click join.
Right on. Thank you.
Very cool.
Appreciate your support. We got a lot of work to do. So those who have not donated yet, make sure you do it. Rebuildingaman.com/donate. Thank you.
Mark, Satan has no real power. Real power comes from love, who is God. Strong arm, heart, praying hands, light bulb, salute, and broken chain.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm trying to understand
and
your
peace.
Shirt.
It says Yellowstone, and it has mountains in the background, a moon or a sun, and like a tree or something.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yellowstone still exists?
Barely, but
yes. I never hear about Yellowstone.
Yeah, it's a national park.
I used to hear about it a lot growing up.
It's in, where is it, Wyoming or something?
Well, when I first moved to California. Amazing. Thank you. Have you ever gone there?
Of course.
It seems like something white people do.
Yep. I've never been to the Grand Canyon.
No, that's not true.
I never.
Really?
I got turned around. My friend and I were driving over to the one end where there's, I guess the West End, where the American Indians run it, and it was sundown, so they turned us around. Because it's their land, you know.
That's their land?
The West End of it. West Rim, or whatever end of it. I don't know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What the... Amazing. We got to go there and take that.
Yep. Mark gave a dove with a olive leaf on it as well. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Peter 80, thank you, Jesse, and the team for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter 80. Kohlberger Art with yet one more. Jesse, can you watch The Matrix 2 with Revolver and Matrix in your arsenal? You can be unstoppable. Great Black Hope. Cowboy emoji.
I'm going to have to... watch The Matrix. I remember years ago when it, I guess, first came out, I tried to watch it, but it didn't make sense to me at the time. And so I just didn't watch it, so I have not done that yet. I will, and I am going to watch, what's the other one?
Well, Revolver, you already
Revolver saw. Over again.
Nice.
Because every time you watch Revolver, you see something deeper into it. The brothers, there was that fellowship yesterday. They made a good point. Every time you watch it, you see it deeper. The Revolver is amazing. It was made by, like a virgin ex-husband.
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he makes interesting movies.
He does. And the afterward, the brothers told me that Guy said that movie didn't do it well at first, I guess.
I can believe that.
People didn't understand it. It went over their head.
Nice.
If you ain't got cussing and sets in and all that going on. They ain't going to understand it. Amazing. Thank you.
Julie.
Thank you, Kohlberg. I will watch both again.
Julie with a hippo sticker coming out of a treasure chest and going, ah, something like that. Very generous. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie. And that I was Julie from Florida.
Beats me. It could be.
Thank you, Julie. Amazing.
Krevin E-Ty. This is on Rumble. Rumble rant. Yesterday.
You gotta know how to rumble. Thank you.
Curly says service yesterday.
Right
Very
on.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Kayla, American Eagle, bald eagle emoji. Very nice.
Thank you, Kayla. Amazing.
That's over on Cash App. Bond right JLP on Cash App. Hello, sir, says someone. I truly understand the sponsorship of companies to the show. However, when listening to service and in the middle of something you're saying, a commercial comes up. Do radio show and everything else I got during service is distracting. Is there any other way? Asks someone with a coffee.
Also, someone is saying that during the fellowship, a commercial popping.
Yeah.
Don't you have to just hit that little button thing and it goes away really fast?
Not really fast, but sometimes yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But sometimes people are cleaning their house while listening to it on the TV over here. Because uh-huh. You can put the YouTube on the TV nowadays. And so then a commercial comes on. You have to go all the way back over and click the thing.
We'll work on that. Thank you for that suggestion.
It only comes on after the service.
Oh, it does. So we'll, not yeah. during the service.
Not during. Oh. Yeah, after the live stream.
Well, that's different. Just press that little button and it goes away.
Nice.
Really. We got to do something. We got to keep things going. And then donate. Make sure you donate.
Thank you for your coffee,
yeah,
someone.
But I'll look into it even more so.
Five coffees from Adriana for church.
Thank you, Adriana. What the?
Soul Conscious 3. Jesse, church was deep. Do people date and get married only in the falling state? I realize they are just thoughts too. What the? Says Soul Conscious.
If you don't date and get married in your falling state, you're less likely to get married. Really. Because you can only, for the most part, you can only do it when you're separated from God and something is missing. So Satan makes you think getting married, having children, that you're going to be fulfilled, and it's not going to happen. So it only happened in the fallen state. Amazing, huh? Thank you. I got to stop their hate.
We'll read the rest later,
yeah,
guys.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Let me go to Miles out of Colorado. Hey, Miles, you're on the air. Miles?
How you doing?
Miles, speak up just a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay. I just wanted to leave a comment with Derek, the black producer, when I called, but he says, no, you got to tell him yourself. So...
Do you want to tell me, or are you rather leave a message with Derek?
No, I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
I'm just responding to Zach, the previous caller before that other caller, when he was talking about, is Jesus God?
Oh, okay.
And I was listening, and all of a sudden it just popped in that doesn't God and Jesus have separate thrones in heaven?
Separate thrones?
Thrones.
Oh, yes. Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
And is the left hand throne empty because Satan used to sit there?
That's a good question, buddy. But you make a point. So if Christ is God, why did he say he was going to go back? He's going to sit at the right hand of the Father and... He would be sitting in his own lap if he were God.
That's right. And then I believe the Holy G gave this to me, you know, just popped in.
Right on.
And then the last thing, the impression, I can't say it's a voice. Like you say, it's a voiceless voice.
Yes.
That pops. It's not like a thought at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, the last thing it says, and remind Jesse, and all the callers that God don't have a personality disorder.
I rest my case.
I'm serious. I was like, what? What the?
Satan has a personality disorder.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And he wants you to believe God is Jesus.
Yep. Absolutely. Amazing.
Yeah. Amazing.
Wow.
And the other thing was when at Bond Church, we heard Mimi talking about, you know, she can't separate her. She always says they're too close together, her thoughts and her self. It sounded like, and the only thing I can say, my own experience, whatever the 2 cents is that that if a thought comes in, I notice that if I run with it and I start thinking about it in the littlest way, sometimes it can leave a trail of like an atmosphere overtakes the whole inner screen completely, and you get lost. And then you start going, and then the devil hits you with, oh, you can't, look at you. You can't do this, you can't do that. What do you, you know, you're trying or something. It's always condemning. Oh, that's the other question, Jesse.
Let me just say that. Hold that thought. Let me say that. You're absolutely right. I don't have anything to add to that, but right on, right on, right on. Go ahead.
And the other thing, Jesse, when you talk about judging, you know, don't judge others or you'll be judged. Aren't you really saying that, you know, the devil just don't judge? It's a condemnation. He condemns.
Absolutely.
So isn't that what we're really talking about when people say judge? They don't understand the consequences. It's the condemnation.
Yeah.
That you're throwing on somebody else or projecting. Okay, that's what I need to understand.
You're absolutely right, Miles, 100%.
Okay, so anyway, well, I'm glad that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
That's right.
All right, brother. Love you and keep it going. Stay with it.
I will. Thank you, Miles. I appreciate it, man. What's up?
Yeah, what the. All right, brother. Love you, too.
Thank you. Right on. See, somebody out there know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Brandy, out of Hawaii. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Morning, Snake Pit. Hey, I was sitting here thinking as a few callers ago, I don't remember what his name was, but how people talk about white people being racist, yet we were enslaved too. There was a Barbary slave trade that was going around.
Are you white?
Yes, I'm white.
Okay, just for the record, go ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, they keep saying that we're the ones that enslaved them, but we bought them, like, from Islam, from the Muslims. The black people were actually sold to the Muslims, and then the Muslims...
By the blacks, absolutely.
Yes. So why are we always the bad guys? And I think it's funny, I was sitting here, like, listening, and I was thinking how you guys just voted the Muslim into office in New York, which is actually the real person that is doing the slave trading, if you like, are blaming white people to, you know, the real slave owners. You just voted one in. And, you know, all these women out there voting for him, they don't realize that Muslims hate you. They want to, you're worse than a dog. They'd rather have a dog than a woman.
Over in Africa, according to reports, the Alawapa people are killing black Christians like 90 going north.
Yeah. If I was going to have anybody come over, I think, like, maybe they should come over because they're actually Christians, right? Like the Nigerians.
No, we need white people.
Persecuted?
No, we need white people.
Well, I understand. I know.
We have enough color people. We need white people.
I'm just saying, if you're going to choose between.
We want white people.
All right. But I just thought that was funny.
We need to take back America, and only the white people are going to do that.
Yeah, hopefully, because there are, I don't know, a lot of white people are crazy too, Jesse.
They're
a lot
afraid.
Of people have voted for him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know those are white women. That's why you should not educate white women. They always made the wrong decision.
Yeah, luckily I'm white and slow and Asperger's, so my IQ is probably only 70.
You have Asperger?
Yeah.
Is the Asperger the same as a hamburger?
That's the same, yeah.
Amazing.
Just kidding.
Yeah. Well, good point, mate. I do appreciate good it, point. Brandon. Thank you for your call.
Hey, can I ask you something real quick?
Yes.
The actual real reason I was calling.
Oh, okay. Go
so
ahead.
I have my son in ABA. I pulled him out of school. I told you about that. And he's been out for a year now. But I have ABA coming to the house. And I'm thinking about not doing it anymore. It helps me with, like, potty training him. Because he is autistic too, and he's
is he?
A lot
How
slower,
old is he?
But he's 7. But
what's ABA?
They like ABA. It's like where they make you do stuff. It's like where they make you sit at the table and they make you put shoes on. They make
Who
you
made
get
you
dressed.
Do that?
They,
what is it? Is that what does ADA mean?
It means oh man, I don't remember the name of it. I think we're commercial, huh? I hear music, but I can't think of the name offhand, but it's pretty much where they make you do stuff.
I don't know what that is, and you don't know either.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up.
Hold on, Brandon. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Greenwall bought a coffee. Jesse, I watched Revolver because I heard you mention it. What a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Notice most of the gangsters surround themselves with dirty women, but loan sharks keep it clean. Psalm 116:6. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low and he helped me.
I highly recommend that movie. Back in a moment. Hate news now that the paper.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man. Man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
It's cold in the Ukraine. Amid that war they're having with Russia, how many years in? 3 years in? Something like that. And Typhoon Fung Wong, FUNG-Wong, lowercase WONG. It hit the Philippines, I heard, like yesterday. And Taiwan is next. Probably already hitting Taiwan. I don't know. Crazy. Typhoon is kind of like a hurricane, but it's over and hitting Asia and the Pacific Islands. And Major League Baseball players have been hit, some of them, with bet rigging scheme charges. Whoa. First the NBA, now the MLB, the Trump administration, or the DOJ, whatever, making pro sports great again by getting rid of the corruption, maybe. I don't know. And a baby formula botulism. Watch out for botulism from baby formula, perhaps, from allegedly, right? 13 babies gotten sick. What's botulism? In 10 states. And rest in peace to Lenny Wilkins, NBA Hall of Famer. He was a Hall of Fame player and Hall of Fame coach. Wow. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. Hang tight, callers. The lines are full. You can call in every so often just in case a line opens up. But the lines are full. You'll get a busy signal right now. But Just call in every so often just in case a line opens up. It is Fake News on Fake News, and JLP will be right back for the third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show today. And after that, the Hague Report, and then American Anchor, baby. Very cool. And make sure you podcast Church with Jesse Lee Peterson from yesterday, rebuildingtheman.com/church. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reporting on the Arctic blast, Arctic cold air, that's air mass that's expected to sweep through the eastern two-thirds of the United States this week. Forecasts indicate today will bring the coldest air to tens of millions east of the Rockies, the Colorado Mountains, Rockies Mountains, since the spring. Freezing temperatures possible as far south as Texas and Florida, and as far east as the Appalachians, or is it Appalachians? I prefer Appalachians. That's how I was raised. Anyway, in the Ukraine, millions of Ukrainians enduring cold temperatures and darkness after one of Russia's largest attacks on energy infrastructure. Since the start of the war, 9 Ukrainian regions came under attack over the weekend, according to President Volodymyr Zelensky. Of the 45 missiles fired by Russia, some of which were ballistic weapons, I think that means that they go up into space and then they come back down into the atmosphere. I could be mistaken, though. Ballistic whatever weapons, only 9 had been intercepted. 9 out of 45 intercepted. They need an iron. They need a golden dome like we are getting. Some 450 drones were also launched. Amid widespread damage, Ukraine's energy minister implemented emergency power cuts among almost all regions to stabilize their network. The latest Russian attack comes as Ukraine has requested more help from so-called allies to replenish their air defenses. What a mess. And Typhoon Feng Wong is headed toward Taiwan, if it hasn't hit it already, after it slammed into the Philippines on Sunday. This storm follows on the heels of Typhoon Kalmaegi, which killed, they say, almost 200 people in the central part of the archipelago nation of Philippines. I don't know how to pronounce that word. Archipelago? As well as 5 people in Vietnam. About 1.4 million people evacuated ahead of the typhoon, making landfall Sunday night, per the Office of Civil Defense. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of emergency Thursday last week due to the extensive devastation caused by Kalmaegi and the expected damage from Typhoon Feng Wong. Exciting stuff, huh? Terrible. And the scandal, supposedly, shakes the MLB Major League Baseball, reeling after the indictment of 2 players for alleged roles in a scheme to rig bets on games. Watch out for botulism from the baby formula. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Thank you.
uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, a brand new one, and it's a doozy. For those who want to overcome their misery, of course, but it's not stay in your hell. It's not for you. And I and no one have a right, has a right to try to get you out of your hell or be mad at you because you don't want out. Most people love the thrills of misery, and they call them good. But for those who want to overcome, the biblical questions are for you to get to know yourself. Know thyself, the men and women who want to be free. How do you know when you are approaching Christ? How do you know when you are approaching Christ? Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. I like that background, Anchor Baby. That's so cool. The Anchor Baby designed the background there. Sometimes you see a rocket ship go by, something falling from the sky. But anyway, I divest. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And it's also because we love the ladies. Mondays is and should always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
What a mess, huh? A spiritual battle, folks. It's not you, but it's something made a home in you that causes you to do the things that you don't want to do and prevent you from doing the right things that you want to do. You know, amazing. That's so deep. I don't know what to say. I want to go back to Brandy out of Hawaii. I had to put on hold due to the break there. Brandy, you said you have your son in an ADA program, but you don't know what that is?
It's ABA. It's Applied Behavior Analyst.
Oh, it's ABA.
It's where they like pretty much treat him like a dog. They make him put his hands on his head or take. They make him do stuff, and then they'll give him a treat for doing it.
How old is he?
He's 7.
And so, why do you have me in the program then?
Because doctors, they always talk you into it. It's the only kind of therapy that they have for autistic kids. They don't want to listen.
And what's your husband say about it, his father?
He says whatever. He wants what's best for him. He likes the potty training part because it is hard to potty train him, but everything else is kind of seems silly. He looks bored out of his mind all day. So I'm thinking, like, lowering the hours or maybe just stop.
Did you tell your husband that, too?
Yeah, my husband, he just wants what's best, and he doesn't.
Well, you told me you're thinking about lowering the hours. What did he say?
I don't remember what he said, actually.
Why don't you find out?
I mean, I've told him that we should talk about it, and we kind of have, and all he says is, I just want what's best for him. I'm afraid if we pull him out, that it's a mistake. And because we're all the way out in the boonies, I asked if we could take a break, but they said they don't do breaks. And I'm like, well, even school has breaks.
Meaning they have to come every day?
They won't have to come every day unless I decide to take a vacation.
Did you order?
I should just take a vacation.
Did you order that program for them, or did they find you?
I found them. I had to search for them, and it took like a year to get started. But
so you found them
because the doctors wanted him to have it. They wanted him to go to school and have ABA come to the school, and then like most autistic kids do this. They go to school all day, and then they have ABA at night. So they're doing 40 hours or more of school and work. They're not allowed to be kids.
But
and I originally told them I didn't want that.
If your son has ABAD, and it's helping him to function, sounds like they're setting him up to function in life. What's wrong with that if you don't know how to do it, or your husband sounds like he might not be able to do it? What's wrong with somebody helping him function?
Well, a lot of videos that I've watched on autistic adults that have experienced it says that it has traumatized them doing it. Because, like, well, especially back in the day, they did shock therapy, or they will punish you for not doing
Is he taking shock therapy now?
No, I'm just giving an example of like
what
it was back in the day.
But what does that have to do with what it's like now for him?
I'm just not sure if it's working for him, if we're like wasting our time doing this. And he is actually isolated more doing this. We're not socializing as much as we were before. Like, he's cooped up inside all day just doing like chores.
So
I just don't know how healthy that is.
So they're there all day at your house with him?
They're here from 9:30 to 3. And then by the time I get home, it's like it's pretty late to go out.
But if you're not at home until 3, how's that a problem?
There's a lot of times that I'm home at noon or 1, and I can't do anything until school's over. And then it's like an hour and a half to get two people.
But if he had to go to regular school, wouldn't that be the same?
That's what they say.
But no, when you go to regular school, it's not out until 3.
Yeah, and that's why they say, well, that's what they say.
Is that true that when they go to regular school, they're not out until 3?
He was getting out at 2.
But is that true, though? Regular school is around 3?
Yes.
So I don't understand what the problem is then.
I just don't know if it's healthy to do this.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain. Like, he seems unhappy. He seems bored. Like, he's not learning anything. And when she walks out the door, he's just happy to be free. He, like, takes his clothes off and is happy to run around, so I'm wondering if I'm doing the right thing.
What'd your husband say?
I don't know. We just started talking about it, so we didn't talk a whole lot.
Have a good conversation with your husband about it. Let him make the decision and let me know what that is.
Okay.
But normally, all children are happy when school is over, Brandon. That's not an unusual thing.
Yeah, I understand that.
So that doesn't mean something is wrong just because when the teacher leaves, he's happy school is over. No, normally kids are happy at the end of the last class.
Yeah, but every day they're doing the same thing over and over again.
Well, that's what
like,
they do in school. You take English for a year, every day you take English. Math, every day math. Gym, every day gym. Now, what they do in school.
Well, it's a little different. It's like repetitive, like touch
school
the yellow block.
School is repetitive.
Touch the green block. All right. I think that if you saw it, you might agree with me. You might be like, what the heck are you doing?
Well, I'm not saying what has happened is right or wrong because I'm not there and I don't know. But when you speak of school, that's what they do in school. Everything is repetitive. They tell you pick up the red block, put it over there by the yellow block. It's repetitive. And then school lets out. In the good old days at 3, sound like they may be doing it earlier now sometimes, but 3 o'clock is normally the time, the end of the school day. And then the kids are all happy. We run out of the classroom as the bell is ringing.
All right. Well, I'll think about it some more.
Okay. Let me know.
I'll call you. Alrighty.
Yeah, let me know. And then have a good conversation with your husband about it.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Brandy.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. That was a shooting first I want to tell you this. It was a mess in Chicago this weekend, according to these reports. A real mess. According to ABC 7 Chicago, someone fired shots at a Customs and Border Patrol agency on Chicago South Side. Watch this from ABC 7.
All you want to do is, you know, protect everyone who's in here. And you almost feel like, for instance, for me, I feel helpless.
Michelle Macias says this is the second time federal agents have come to Carniceria y Taqueria Aguascalientes in Little Village in recent weeks. Surveillance video from the store shows Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bobino walking in with masked federal agents this morning. Macias says agents came to buy a drink and were denied service.
There were about 10 agents that walked in here, and our cashier that was working in the morning, she told them, like, you need to get out. When Bobino was outside, my dad was telling him, like, get off of my property.
A few feet away on 26th and Kedzie, chaotic moments played out. A crowd gathered after federal officers allegedly detained a young woman. Cell phone video captures Bobino with a tear gas canister in his hand. The Department of Homeland Security says Border Patrol was carrying out immigration enforcement in the area when an unknown male driving a black Jeep fired shots at agents and fled the scene. An unknown number of agitators also threw a paint can and bricks at Border Patrol's vehicles.
Amazing, huh? This is happening in the USA. This is not in Mexico. Who would have thought? These people are trying to do their job to send the illegals back, the criminals. If you're here illegally, you are a criminal, and you're not allowed to stay in the country. And they're trying to stop the border patrols, agencies, from doing their jobs. Did you ever imagine that this could happen in a Judeo-Christian nation? It's gone. It's over. I want my country back. But I ain't coming back. Could this be called terrorism? From I wonder if these people who are fighting against the borders patrol agencies, are they illegals too? I wonder it out loud, because it doesn't make sense otherwise. Shooting at the people. There were two, according to this report, ABC 7 Chicago, Chi-Town, two men were shot and killed on Saturday during a jewelry store armed robbery on the west side, on West 26th Street in Little Village. Watch this, ABC 7 Chicago.
Well, a a stunning turn of events here this evening. All of it happening in less than a minute at this jewelry store right next to me near 26th in Springfield. Now, it is a 63-year-old man and a 25-year-old man who have died from their injuries in this armed robbery. Now, we have exclusive surveillance video from a business on this street that caught the entire incident. We'll see that where you can see a Blackhawks hoodie. That is what the man is wearing as he pursues the business. He goes inside around 5:45 this evening, and then within about 30 seconds, the offender runs outside with some merchandise from the store as two men quickly ran out after him. The altercation continued in the middle of the street with oncoming traffic, and then right near the corner of Springfield, the offender pulls out his gun and shoots both victims. Now, those two men were quickly rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital. They were pronounced dead there. The offender left the area in a white SUV heading southbound on Springfield Avenue. This jewelry store here near 26th and Springfield appears to be closed now. It does appear that the two victims who were shot and killed in this armed robbery were employees at this business. Police tell us at this time no one is in custody.
Amazing, huh? Where are those people that are trying to protect the illegal aliens? Why are they over there protecting the workers at this business? Why are they there? They protected illegal criminals who broke the law to be here. Brandon Johnson, he black, a Democrat, he can care less, really. And a lot of the black people in Chicago know that now, and they want the border agencies there. Amazing. My producer's telling me in my ear that there was a sign on that jewelry store that says ice out sign there. I didn't see that, but I wonder if they want to take that sign down now. It said ice come on down. If ever we needed your ice, we need you now. Okay. Truth Social is reporting. Breaking news right here on the JLP show. Breaking news. Trump called on air traffic controllers to return to work and recommends $10,000 bonus for those who work through the shutdown. Right on. A $10,000 bonus for those who work through the shutdown. I wonder how many people go to work now. I'll be like, okay, I'll see you at work tomorrow. I'll be there. $10,000 bonus. Trump tried to keep the country moving while the Democrat wanted shut down because they want to get back in perceived power. They want wealth and money. So they want to be back in power. They don't care about the people. They don't care about the people at all. What a mess in my country, huh? One quick thing I want to show you from KTLA 5. President Donald Trump administration is demanding state undo full SNAP benefits paid out under judge's order last week. Now that the U.S. Supreme Court has stayed those rulings, the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, you can't be giving these people free money like that? What the? Because they're too lazy to go to work? Watch this from KTLA 5.
Yeah, we're still waiting for word on exactly what is happening in the Senate right now. But in the meantime, this has been a back and forth. And we're talking about SNAP benefits, leaving more than 40 million Americans who rely on food assistance caught in the middle. Late yesterday, the USDA directed states to essentially take back the money some have already issued to SNAP recipients. Earlier in the week, a federal judge had ordered the Trump administration to fully fund the program, but the Department of Justice appealed, and on Friday, the Supreme Court issued an order blocking the lower court's ruling. That allows the government to continue withholding billions of dollars to fund SNAP while the legal battle plays out. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program ran out of money at the start of the month for the first time in its 60-year history. Prior to the Supreme Court's ruling, some states, including California, had started to pay people, in many cases the full amount they were used to getting. But now the government is saying not so fast, telling states the payments were unauthorized and warning them they'll be penalized unless they pay the money back.
Daddy, they're home. Mama, you can't rent it no more. So hit the road, Mama, and don't you come back. Think about that. Over 40 million people getting free money from hardworking citizens. Over 40 million lazy people receiving free money. And the Democratic representative, right, or Republicans are doing it because they want to stay in so-called power for their own personal gain. Only in America. Amazing, huh? What a mess. I want my country back. Let me go to Leah out of Lee out of New Jersey. Lee, you are on the air.
Good day, Jesse.
Hey, Lee. Is it Leah or Lee?
It's Lee.
Okay, Lee, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I was listening to you earlier when you were speaking about private businesses that did not allow blacks and how blacks forced themselves on private businesses.
Down there in Alabama during the so-called civil rights movement, yeah.
Well, what do you think about the owners of the business that would not allow blacks? They weren't evil?
No, I think that they have a right to, since they built the business, they have a right to allow whomever they wanted in there. That's their business, and so if they're willing to lose money for whatever reason, they have a right to that.
But isn't it evil to hate blacks?
Hold on.
Wait, I do agree with that. Okay. I do agree with that, and I'm not disputing that. Is it evil to hate blacks enough to not allow them into your business? Okay.
So, were they wrong to decide whom they wanted in their own business or not?
If they were discriminating because a person was solely black.
That's not the question.
That is evil and wrong. That is evil and wrong.
Leah, were they wrong?
That is evil.
They built this business.
I said it was evil.
I'm going to let you go if you don't communicate.
I said it was evil and
wrong. How is it evil to decide who you want to let in your own business? How is that evil?
Because you're discriminating against a person solely because they're black.
And do you have a right to discriminate with your own business for whatever reason?
It's not unlawful. It should not be unlawful, but it should be evil and wrong.
Is it right to be able to discriminate when you build a business with your own sweat and money, blood, sweat, and tears? Is it wrong to decide who you want to let in your business or not?
It is evil and wrong.
That's not what I ask. Is it wrong with your own private business that you built, are you wrong for deciding who you want to let in or not?
I am saying it is wrong.
How is it wrong to decide who you want in your own business?
If you discriminate against a person because they're black.
Leah, how is it wrong to decide who you want to let in your own business that you built? How is that wrong?
Well, okay. Let me ask you this question, then.
Leah, I got to go.
Let me ask you a question.
You're wasting my time.
I'm not wasting your time. I'm disagreeing with you.
No, you're wasting my time.
How am I wasting your time if I disagree?
The question.
I said what I said. I said it was wrong.
It's wrong for you to let whomever you want into your own business. How is that wrong?
I said it's wrong.
How is it wrong?
I said it's wrong.
How is it wrong?
Because you're hating a person because they're black.
It ain't about hating. How is that wrong?
So, okay. You said earlier.
Bye, Leah.
No, for you won't answer.
888-773-773. Super chat.
Super chat. Super chat.
Thank you. Greenwall says, I should read this again because I botched it a bit. Psalm 116, verse 6, the Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me.
Amazing.
Thank you, Greenwall.
Thank you. Right on.
And he also mentioned about the revolver was a masterpiece. Thank you for the suggestion, he said.
Check out Revolver, folks. I really highly recommend that movie. It's amazing. Thank you.
Very kind, Greenwall, as always. Bulghar Wolf, Jesse, did God send us in this world to be born of the woman and then to be born again of the father? Why are we born of the woman in the first place, Bulghar Wolf?
Because he didn't want to keep making you from the dust with his hands, and he wanted you to make your own decision whether you want to love him or not. Because when he was creating you from the dust of the earth with his own hand, you had no other choice but to love him. He wanted you to have that choice, so he decided, let him come through the woman. Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Anthony.
Nice question, by the way.
Anthony with a little dumbbell barbell loaded up with weights. Very nice.
Thank you, Anthony.
Sticker.
Amazing.
Cornerstone on Cash App. That's Bond JLP says, peace, be still.
That's right. Peace, be still. You can tell peace to be still, and it will. Amazing. Thank you.
And on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Marilyn with 3. Jesse, thank you for an amazing fellowship. Real soul food. Black thanks hands emoji.
Right on. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Jesus, no longer a beta male. Praise God. Thanks, Jesse.
Right on. Stay with it. You want to be alpha male, not beta male. What the?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Cloud Bob's amazing fellowship yesterday, Bond crew. Thanks. Strong arm, cool sunglasses, smiling.
Check out the fellowship if you were not there. You can podcast rebuildingaman.com/church.
Fazul, my doctor just canceled today, so I opt to watch Doctor of Amazing JLP. When my doctor asks, you sick? I say, we sick, boss. Much love to Jesse and crew.
Thank you. When my master say, he sick? I say, yes, master, we sick. What the? The treasure chest is now open on D-Live along with
Scratch offs on pill.net.
Scratch off on pill.net.
And we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank y'all.
Thank you all so much. Back in a moment. You can't run from either within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father. And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind. And none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. You don't want to miss it. If you have not heard the Hake Report, you're in for a treat. Treat. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And check out Punchy's TV podcast. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. Amazing episodes there. And last but not least, last Friday episode of the FallenState.TV. You heard someone call in and mention it. I interview Stephen Gadberry, a Catholic priest. It was very, very, very interesting. This is fun, too, but it was interesting. TheFallenState.TV. And you can support the Fallen State right there, too, by becoming a member, all right? So, or locals.com. But check out Father Stephen Gadberry discussion, a Catholic priest. Interesting. Very interesting. Let me go to Jay out of California. Jay, you are on the air.
Brother Peterson, how you doing?
All is well, Jay.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I tried to get a hold of you last week on Friday, but you ran out of time. Like always.
Amazing. What the?
Yeah. No, I was just curious because, I mean, maybe you've spoken about it. Maybe I missed it. I haven't really heard you talk about it, whatnot. I mean, I hear you always complimenting Trump and how you're pro-America and all that. But my thoughts and opinion, or what are your thoughts and opinions on, like, Second Amendment and being able to, you know, enforce it or exercise it and carrying pretty much concealed carry, like having a permit and stuff like that?
I am 100% in support of the Second Amendment. And I think that it is so wrong that the American citizens have been restricted in some of the blue states, especially, of not protecting themselves with the Second Amendment.
Yeah, especially in this state. The state is getting worse and worse.
It sure is, man. It really, really is. And when I become president, it's going to be at the top of my list to restore Second Amendment for the American citizens all over the country. And if they don't do it, we're going to not give them any government money.
Well, you bet. I'm going to hold you to that.
Okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. All right. Blessings. Have a good day.
You too, Jay. Thank you. Amazing. I'm for the Second Amendment. What the? Let me go to Stanley out of Colorado. Stanley, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Stanley.
All right. My question pertains mostly to the Silent Prayer.
Okay.
But in general, how do you visualize or how do you view thoughts?
By just being aware of them when they come across right in the center of your forehead there. Just be aware of them and do nothing about it. Don't have a conversation with them. Don't call them you. Don't fight with them. Just know that they're passing through.
Okay. So what I'm experiencing is either I have no thoughts and I'm fully present, or I'm fully in the thoughts and experiencing the memory or the potential or whatever it is.
If you're
I'm not really able to.
No, go ahead. You have not been able to what?
Yeah, I can't really visualize or see the thoughts. You know, it's either I'm fully in or I'm fully out. I can't really recognize the in-between part.
Well, if you're not recognizing, if you're not catching them before you're fully in, then you're in them, period. So just relax and just be aware of what's crossing your mind. if you're having a thought about yourself. For example, you say to yourself, oh, I'm no good. I'm this or that. Be aware of yourself saying that, but don't call it you, and you start catching them. Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yes.
Well, just stay with it. You've been living in the darkness of thoughts all your life, and so you're just one with them for now. But just stay with them, and when you're fully in them, it just means you didn't catch it. So just
right.
Stay with it. You'll start to see it. It'll happen.
Okay, so then also with that, I have found when I'm fully in the thought,
yeah,
sometimes I will, not intentionally, but I will like rip myself out of the thought to come back to the present. And then that feels kind of jarring or something. And that doesn't seem right.
You would
I'm
do
not
what
being
now?
Aware of the thought.
You would do what?
It's like I'm in the thought. And then I recognize that. And yeah. Then I rip myself out of the thought. Like,
what do you mean you rip yourself out of it?
I'm not sure how to explain it other than that. It's,
well, the I fact that aware. You recognize it, that you're in thought, that's the light of God showing you that, because you cannot see for yourself that you're in a thought. You can only see the
okay.
thoughts because the thoughts are dark, and you can't see a thought. Only the light of God lets you see it. So when you recognize it, it's because the light caused you to recognize, and then the light caused you to come out of it.
Okay.
You can't do sense. Anything about that. There's no you to do anything mm-hmm. about the darkness.
Okay, right. Okay, so then the becoming aware in the thought is that's still good.
Yeah.
That's still okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So don't worry about falling in. It's more about becoming aware of it and then coming out of it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Cool.
Because eventually, the more awareness the light that you get, eventually you'll start to catch them before you fall into them. So just stay with it. You're doing fine. And don't try to figure this out. Don't try to understand it. Do nothing and let the light do it all for you.
Right. Okay. Cool. And if I can, one more question.
Yes.
Quick one. So I've heard you say before that men need to overcome food and sex as part of their spiritual growth.
It's the last thing that men have to overcome.
Right. What are the things that women need to overcome in order to return?
The woman?
Yeah.
She has to overcome evil.
Evil in general? Not specifically anything like men have?
Because women, because Satan is the woman's God, he's all about self. He's all about control. And that's why women so desperately try to control, because their nature is that of the small G God. God with a small G. So they got to overcome that.
Oh, okay.
And because the man, when Adam believed the woman, the woman became the man's God. And so men got to overcome food and sex, because that's what his God, the woman, the small G, that's what she controlled him with. Sex and food.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
Amazing, huh?
It is amazing. All right, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Cora.
So I had just a super quick question. So I was watching a previous church a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about how you were kind of saying something along the lines of, like, you can either be intellectually watching your hell, or you can be watching from God's eyes.
Yes.
And I noticed that my thoughts kind of took that and ran with it, and I had talked to... Right. And I realized that that wasn't good. And I talked to my husband a little bit about it. We had a conversation about it. I wasn't really totally at ease with it, even with that. So I was watching church from Sunday, and Mimi was talking, and you told her to continue to ask questions. And that's kind of how some of these things kind of work out. I don't think it's necessary to ask every question that comes to my head. In fact, that might even be hurtful to my spirit than helpful.
It would be, yes.
Yeah. Although, I don't know. I guess my question for you is, how do you know if you are watching this hell and these thoughts and anger and fear in an intellectual level or from God's eyes?
When you do nothing about it, don't define it, don't fight with it, don't call it you, just let it happen and be aware of that. That's all.
And that's how you know you're watching from God's eyes?
Yes.
And so my next question is, if you're watching from a quote-unquote intellectual level, what would be the indication of that?
You would be trying to control it. You'll be communicating mm-hmm. with it. You'll be calling mm-hmm. it you and everything.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, I guess that's pretty self-explanatory.
Right.
I really appreciate that. I kind of figured that would be what you would say, although I can see that the devil's biggest trick on me is to constantly say, okay, this is the most important thing you need to ask Jesse. And if you don't ask Jesse, you might not be doing it right. And honestly, it's a really big thing for me. And it's something I kind of battle with. I don't battle with, but the devil inside me makes me feel the need to ask these questions all the time to make me feel like I'm doing the right thing. But here's the thing. When I let it go for the few weeks and didn't call you, I genuinely felt like I was getting better.
When you stop obeying the devil, stop worshiping him, you will be better.
Yeah.
But when you listen to the devil, you're getting deeper into hell.
So even when he's like, this is the most important question you got to ask Jesse, it's important for me to ignore that and just keep going.
When you stop listening to the devil, meaning stop obeying thoughts, you will get better. So, yes.
I felt better. Those couple weeks there, I felt like I was over him. Like, I felt like I was able to say no.
So, why don't you stop listening to the devil? Why don't you stop worshiping the devil? You can't serve two guys. You can only serve one. And whenever you're obeying thoughts, then you're serving evil. You and the devil are one.
For sure. And this is the thing that my husband also mentioned. Like, you were talking to Mimi. You weren't talking to me. So
right.
When you said you can ask me questions anytime, that doesn't mean my brain instantly went, oh, okay, call Jesse this morning. Like,
and so your husband was right. Why do you listen to your husband?
I do. And I've been getting a lot. He's working on himself as well. And he's forgiven. And he is an extraordinary man. And I do listen to him. I think that thought this morning made it seem like, well, you were talking to Mimi, not me. So it's like, I can't take what you, even in the thing that you said in church about like the intellectual thing, like I shouldn't have thought twice about that. You were talking to somebody else.
Right.
And it does not mean that applies to me.
Well, though most of the time the devil tell everybody the same thing and people
right.
tend to react in the same way.
Yeah.
Do anything new. He does the same thing over and over and over and over again because that's all he knows. He only knows evil.
For sure. So when I get that urge to call you and ask a question, should I even ask my husband or should I try to just sit with it and let it go?
I would recommend you give a good try of sitting with it and see what happens. And then if you have to call,
yeah.
But you need to sit with it, though, and do nothing about it.
Instead of running and asking, and then he just gives me another question to
right.
ask.
Right, because now you're relying on an outer source rather than the Father in you.
Yeah, my husband told me that, too. He's like, you shouldn't be relying on anybody else other than God. He says all the same things as you say, which is so funny.
But you
so I don't know why. I don't know if that is that like the devil in me that like why do I only want to like listen to you? I don't understand that at all.
Because you're Eve, and you only want to listen to the thoughts in you. You don't want to obey your husband.
Yeah, because the thoughts are the ones telling me you only can obey, you only can listen to Jesse. He knows what he's talking about. Your husband doesn't. So now I see what you're saying. Like these thoughts.
Let me just say this: that I got to run. Why don't you just calm down and at least give it a good try? And this time I'm not going to do anything that the thoughts are telling me to do, and see what happens.
I want to do that.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Bye. Okay, bye.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chat.
HDGW4WF. Titus 2:13. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Nice. Amazing.
Some people think that means that it's calling Jesus God. Pastor Chatelet says, John 14:12, very, very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
I rest my case.
Very nice.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Alex from Texas, Jesse is of maybe 0.01% of the population who sees clearly, not with eyes or the senses, but with an extrasensory. The clarity of God is in stillness. Hake, let Jesse know he's based.
Amazing. Thank you for your support. And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
AI chatbot, O2M, the 4th century councils of Nicaea church fathers taught the idea of the Trinity that can be found in Genesis 1:26-18, Matthew 3:16-17, 28 and 19, John 1:1, etc.
Piffy. Keep it piffy. Nicaea was another religion.
No, it was a meeting of experts.
Oh Lord, no wonder. What the? And they were Catholic
leaders. I don't know if they were Catholic or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anthony Labraccio, civil rights building equals a palace of evil. Wicked Witch of the East. Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, the civil rights thing. What a mess, huh?
Complete
no
mess.
No such thing as civil rights. What the? Thank you.
Imported TV, when people get used to preferential treatment, equal treatment seems like discrimination. Thomas Sowell. Indeed.
That's deep. That is amazing. Thank you. Right on.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse Darrell sounds just like his mama.
Who's Darrell?
Darrell called in. All excited, saying, tell the truth to the kids.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
MLK
the
was
the first
hero.
Caller.
Mm-hmm. John, no message. Thank you, John,
thank
as
you,
always.
John. Amazing.
And Heat with the biblical question answer.
How do you know when you are approaching Christ?
When you come to an end of yourself, you understand that you are loved and beloved. Know your true identity and learning will cease and being will reign forever. That is the greater works you shall do. Hashtag being loved in the beloved. Praying hands tan emoji.
That was responding to the, that wasn't responding to Christian, right?
Maybe he's referring, maybe he thought that greater works was the biblical question. I don't know. And he, but thanks as always for your coffee.
Yeah, thank you. And he, but it's not clear whether you were making another statement or responding to the biblical question or not. But you can call me and make it clear or make it clear with the super chat. Thank you.
Thank you, N. Heat. Steven, with a sticker of a hippo on wheels, like a Segway type of wheels, going fast. Thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven. Amazing.
Hippopotamus. Anthony, cool sunglasses sticker. Nice.
Nice. Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse, clearly Daryl is a white guilt liberal. Is he white or is he black or what is he? We didn't get the chance to ask him.
Right. He kind of sounded black.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Thank you.
Solar Drew, Jesse,
No I in Jesse.
Right.
I am disappointed, but there is an IE in punchy. I am disappointed that you have brown and black coffee beans, but no white beans.
Put milk in it. Then you have white. Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 5. He is in every one of their heads, and they trust him because they think they are him. Revolver quote.
Nice.
Very cool.
Amazing.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble, on Pilled, 111. Daryl, angry mommy's boy with TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Beta.
A mess. Thank you.
Anthony, you know you are approaching Christ? This is a biblical question response.
How do you know when you are approaching Christ?
When it feels like your whole life is falling apart, but you have a stillness with it, says Anthony A.
Thank you, Anthony. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Nice. Black Angel, good morning, JLP. Bought a coffee.
Thank you, Black Angel. Black is beautiful. Amazing. Thank you.
Imported TV, have an amazing week. To all my brothers and sisters, if you black, hermanos and hermanas, if you Mexican, strong arm, cool sunglasses, smile.
We are family.
Jesse.
I brought all my sisters with me.
Mio is a cute dog, says Jesse.
Thank you.
KFC or Popeyes?
KFC or Popeye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the chicken.
Right.
Oh. Well, I haven't eaten either one of those in so many years, I forgot. But I think I would say Popeye. Popeye chicken is good. Though I like, if I want to go white kind of a food eater, I'd go to KFC. But if I want down yonder chicken, I'm going to Popeye. Popeye used to sell okra, too. I wonder if they still do that.
Wow.
Amazing.
I wasn't aware.
Mm-mm.
Okay, on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eric, 5, a woman's drug of choice is attention. They can't resist it. They get sick without it.
I know. I got to stop there for a minute.
We'll read the rest later,
guys.
Thank you
all. Amazing. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Ross. You got to go to Ross. Ross, you from New Jersey. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All this way, Ross.
I wanted to talk a little bit about civil rights. From what my understanding of it was a practice for people to practice free religion and set ourselves free, protected by the government. So it gave us the ability to practice under God's law in the way that we saw God, giving us the right to create and build a family.
Well, no, there was no such thing as civil rights. Those are made up words.
No, I'm talking about the practice to have a religion.
But that wasn't civil rights. Those was God-given rights.
Yeah, I understand, but they weren't protected by our government prior to the law being enforced.
But these God's rights came before civil rights.
I agree with you.
Yeah, so there's they made that up, Ross. There's no such thing. There are no such thing as civil rights. They're just made up words to keep the blacks angry and keep the whites on the run. It's just made up stuff. Thank you, Ross. Super chat.
Super chats.
Shout out to Games for Rec, Aries 1, Greenwall, Kid Combo, and the rest of the supporters on the DLive crew. Very nice. As always, thank you, Old Saucy, Age of Inversion, Slave to Him, Urinal Chills, and the rest of the supporters on the Rumble crew.
Thank you. Amazing.
And, of course, the members on the Jesse Lee Peterson, the Fallen State, and the Bond YouTube channel supporters. Thank you, guys,
thank
on
you all.
YouTube.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. I do.
Oh, one more. Jack says, my presidential campaign is to shut down the government.
I love nice. That. Right on, Jack. Thank you. I appreciate it. Tim is a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Chris, a first-time caller out of PA, Pennsylvania. Jordan, our first time call out of Tennessee. And Rick from Hampton, Virginia. I am so out of time. I don't know where the time went, but I'm out of time. And tomorrow is Country and Western Tuesday. And if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be back tomorrow. And thank you for your support, your donation, your super chat. You're helping us to help others. And I appreciate that. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Drop the anger / resentment. Pray for one another, your enemy, your neighbors, and one another instead of hating one another. It'll pay off for you as well. Amazing. So the Hate Report is coming up now, and then the American Anchor, baby. And I'll be back tomorrow. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Be still and know God. Do your little hoop and a holler. And once you do a hoop and a holler, praise your hand, worship Satan. Be still and know God. All right? Take care, folks. Amazing.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.